Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In the Spotlight. I'm your host, Tamika Patrice Kane. Three times a month, we bring you the authors with the most flaming pens in the literary arena, the publishers dedicated to producing the hottest books, and industry professionals who are sure to take your books to the next level. Today's featured guest is author Jason Law. Jason, welcome to the show.
All right. How you doing today?
I'm well. How you doing today?
Happy
Resurrection Sunday and all that. Good. Yeah. Okay, so we'll go ahead and just jump on in. So why don't you tell us, when did you start doing creative writing?
Well, I started back in, like, 2006. I had got in a little trouble, and I went to prison. And while I was locked down, I seen the opportunity just to start writing. And I continued.
So when you you actually started in 2006, you didn't like write in your youth or anything, and then pick it back up. So it was kind of like a new gift you were pursuing at that time.
Right, right. You know, what really inspired me though, you know, when I was locked down, I read a Murder Doll magazine. And I read an article on Vicky Stringer, the CEO of Triple Crown Publications, and I read her story, and that really inspired me because she really went through like similar situation that I was going through, and I took off from there.
Okay, so. All right, so then you decide to start writing. Now, did you start writing fiction, or did you start journaling, or you know, where exactly did you start with your writing process?
Well, I went straight to fiction, urban fiction.
Okay. Now, was that difficult with you not having a writing background?
Not really. You know what I'm saying? When you write about stuff that you're familiar with or things that you know about, and then it really comes easy to you.
Okay.
I mean it.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
It really don't take you long at all when you know what you're talking about, you know.
Mhm. Okay. Yeah. All right. So then you finish your first book, and then so what was your process then, or your journey to becoming published, or did you know at that point that you wanted to become a published author, or were you just writing because you needed to write, or what?
Well, you know, I was looking at it. I was looking to become a published author, but when I got out, I took the self-publishing avenue.
Okay.
So I took the self-publishing avenue, and I started Welcome to My World Publications.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
So, did you have a mentor or somebody to kind of help you along the way? It's such a vast industry, first of all, you know, and there's so much, you know, so many ins and outs, so many things to know. You know, how was your journey?
Well, as far as on that note, I mean, I really didn't have a mentor. It was really more along the lines of, I'm saying, just researching, looking things up, and putting things together as I go. As I went.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So was there a specific goal that you had in mind that you wanted to accomplish through your writing?
Well, my goal is to really give people an idea of, you know, what's going on in the streets and just trying to show people that, like what could happen, you know. It ain't all about fast money, cars, clothes, women. I mean, it's something that comes behind that too, and it usually winds up with you going to prison or death.
Okay, so you use your writings then to, you know, kind of inspire and motivate other people to, you know, to choose a different path. That's awesome. You know, that's
right,
absolutely
right.
Wonderful. I've heard it said that. You know, that the test of our lives become our testimonies that we use to help other people, you know, or the mess becomes a message that you use to help bring other people out. And it sounds like you are doing that. And that's a a wonderful thing. So
right.
How many books have you written?
Well, in all, I've written 5. But Break Yourself is the only one that's been officially published.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So why don't you tell us about that story?
Well, Break Yourself is a story about 4 Jack boys that growed up together. They basically throughout the book, I mean, they robbed. It's just a cutthroat story.
Okay.
It's a very cutthroat story, man, and it's really hard to describe it. I mean, it's just like you just gotta read.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. And so this is you have written 5 books, so this is the one that's published now. When did it
right.
release?
When was it released? Well, it was officially released back in July 2009.
Okay.
When the first print was, but it on Amazon. It was released December 6, 2015.
Okay.
2014,
mm-hmm.
sorry.
Okay, all right. And so what do you find is the hardest part of being an author?
When you're a new author, the hardest part is really getting your name out there and getting established.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main part, you know what I'm saying? Just showing people what you can do with
mm-hmm.
your pen. And developing an audience.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So is that going pretty smoothly for you, you know, or you just kind of in your learning curve like so many of us?
Yeah, I mean, really things are still, I'm still trying to get things off the ground. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, it's going. Yeah, it's going.
Mm-hmm. Do you think about having it, you know, like published through another entity? Like I had I did an interview with Cash recently, and he is the CEO of Lockdown Publications. And so he was
right.
talking about how when he had gotten started, you know, he was with Wahida Clark, you know, Presents, you know, whatever, and you know, and how because of her platform, it was able to, you know, he was able to get in there and people would buy his books because of the affiliation that he had with her. So then when he branched out, he had a leg to kind of stand on. So, you know, do you think about, you know, reissuing it under a publisher who has a platform to kind of help you get your name out there more and then, you know, maybe doing some other things on your own later on once you have a bigger name?
Well, I thought about that and, I mean, I may opt to do that, you know what I'm saying, because I feel
mm-hmm.
that is a good strategy as far as building an audience,
mm-hmm.
a fan base, you know what I'm saying. I may
mm-hmm.
do that.
Okay. All right. And so let's see. What do you wish that you had known coming into this arena that would have made your journey easier?
Well, you know when you first do something, I mean, you gonna make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And the mistake that I feel that I made was with the editors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they first edited the book, I didn't go back through and reread it. I just went ahead and got it printed, and it was
mm-hmm.
a lot of typing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of
mm-hmm.
typographical errors, you know what I'm saying, that I had to go back
yeah.
to and create. Correct. And, I feel like that's probably about the main thing.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right, so let's take a pause here, and we'll hear a word from our sponsors, and I'll be right back with you in just a minute.
All right.
Okay. Are you looking for the next great read? A book filled with love, passion, betrayal, and intrigue. The award-winning novel, Season of Change, by Tamika Patrice Kane, is sure to satisfy your literary sweet tooth. Check out this must-read book reviewers are calling uplifting and emotional, an exceptionally great read, deeply intense and thought-provoking. Order your copy today, available in paperback and ebook on Amazon.com or at www.TamikaPatrice.com.
The Say What Book Club presents Brunch with your favorite authors. Come out and meet 9 of your favorite authors, including NAACP Image Award winner Beverly Jenkins. Enjoy a lovely afternoon of good food, fellowship, photo ops, and of course, great books. Saturday, June 6, 2015, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Marriott in Livonia, Michigan. We're more than a book club. We're a movement. Join us. Contact Say What Book Club at 734-931-0415 or email us at saywhatbc@yahoo.com for details.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to In the Spotlight. I am your host, Tamika Patrice Kane. And today's special guest is author Jason Law, who has been sharing a bit of his story with us. Okay, so you have mentioned that you, you know, you've gotten into some legal trouble. You ended up in prison, you know, and you decided
right.
that you had a story within you, you know, to tell. And so, you know, what was kind of your turning point, you know, I mean, because some people, you know, they get themselves in trouble and then they just come out and keep doing the same thing, you know, but it seemed like you know, you kind of had one of those epiphanies. And so what was your turning point?
Well, my turning point was when I went to prison, the you know, the length mm-hmm. of time that I did in prison. And
okay.
I most definitely didn't want to go back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So
okay.
my thing was to stay out.
Mhm. Okay.
And still from what sent me to prison the first time, you know.
Mhm. Gotcha.
And I figured doing this would be a positive way to get me where I'm trying to be.
Mhm. Okay. All right. So you write this book while you are incarcerated, and then you come out.
Right.
And you decide that you're going to do the self-publishing route. How long did it take for you to get the book published?
I say like 6 or 7 months.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like 6 or 7 months.
So it sounds like, you know, as I'm listening to you, it sounds like you're a person who just kind of makes up your mind that you're going to do a thing and then you just make that thing happen, you know. So,
right.
Would you agree with that? Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So, so when you decided that you were going to turn your life around, you know, was that very difficult? I mean, like, you know, writing is a very different kind of industry than, you know, than some of the other things that you were doing. You know, how difficult was that transition, you know, to making that change and turning your life around?
I mean, it wasn't really difficult, you know. And with writing, I feel like God gave me the gift to write, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Not hard. It's not hard for me to do it. And
okay.
I mean, it wasn't a very hard transition at all.
Yeah, okay. If you could have a conversation with your younger self, what would you say to yourself that would have made a difference in some of the decisions that you made?
What would I say to myself? Well,
mm-hmm. yeah. If you could kind of, you know, if you could mentor you, you know.
Well, with that being said, I was very hard-headed, and I don't think that anything
okay.
that I can say to myself right now would really even matter. I mean, really.
Okay. Yeah, that's so honest, too. And I, you know, because, I mean, that's true. Sometimes we just have to go through the journeys that we go through, and, you know, we live and we learn, and we grow, and we
yeah.
keep it moving, you know. But sometimes we just have
right.
to go through, you know, certain things. And so that's very honest. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to a young man who's faced with the temptation to venture in down that dark path? What would you say, you know, to someone else, you know, who might be open?
Well, I tell them that, I mean, it just ain't the thing to do. I mean,
mm-hmm.
with all the situation that you make, there's consequences behind it, you know. And,
right.
I mean, it just ain't work. What
mm-hmm.
I think, it just ain't
mm-hmm.
work.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you use your experience to mentor and reach out to other young men who are kind of caught up in the crossfire of street life or who might be, you know, serving time in detention centers and stuff like that? You know, do you reach out to them? Do you mentor?
Oh, no, I'll be honest with you, I really don't. You know what I'm saying? The only mentoring that I do is through my writing. I mean, but
okay.
I would be open to it, but all my mentoring is through my writing, through my pen.
The, you know, the books might actually be kind of a doorway, you know, to be able to, you know, to get into some of those facilities, to be able to, you know, to read some of those young men. You have a testimony and you have a book, you know, and
right.
And so it might actually, you know, be the very tool that you need to, you know, to open up some doors for yourself. You know, they're not as separate as it may seem. You know, you can really kind of link those two things together. This is something to think about.
Right.
So what can we expect from you next?
As far as my next book or what?
Well, just, you know, just
what do you mean?
You know, I mean, if you want to talk about your book, I mean, if that's the next project, you can talk about that. You know, you mentioned that you have this publishing company. You know, do you have other people who are signed with you? You know, that sort of thing. You know, what's next?
The company, although it's been around since, 2009, it's still kind of in its incipient stages of development. You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to get my name out there. And once I do that, then I can move on and start taking other people in. But, yes, I do plan on building a company and taking other authors in, though. I mean, yeah.
Okay. So what's your next book? What's the next one that's going to come out?
Well, the next book is called The Fast Life.
Okay.
Fast Life, A Hustler's Nightmare. It's on the same setting, but it's not like Break Yourself. I mean, it's not about robbing or nothing like that. I mean, it's just about every street stuff. It's a hood book.
Okay. When is it going to drop?
Well, I mean, it hasn't been decided yet.
Okay.
It hasn't been decided yet.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have any book signings or events that are coming up where readers can can meet you?
No, I sure don't. I haven't done any book signings, and I don't have any lined up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So at this point on your journey, what do you feel, like if you had a mentor kind of take you under their wing, what do you feel at this point would be what you would need to take you to the next level?
I really just need to develop a fan base. You know what I'm saying? Once I can get my material in front of people and they can just see the quality of my writing, I mean, I feel like I'll take off. I write my work is quality work. You know what I'm saying? From the front, the first page to the last. I mean, you're gonna be glued to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Tell our listeners how they can follow you.
How they can follow me? Well, on Facebook, and they can also follow me on Twitter at Jason Law Books. Those are my only two avenues is right
okay.
now.
All right. Okay.
But the book can
advice,
be.
No, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the book can be found on Amazon, and by email, the Jason Law Books for the printed version.
Okay. So you're selling your books on through Kindle on Amazon?
Right.
Are you also selling the hard copies through Amazon also, or just the Kindle?
No, just through Kindle, you know what I'm saying? But I do have printed copies available, you know what I'm saying, if they email me or they can contact me through Facebook. Author Jason Law.
Sounds good. All right. And what advice would you give to an aspiring author?
Stay down for it. Research, network, and promote.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, I mean, I have reached the end of my questions here. If you have anything else that you'd like to add before we close it, you're more than welcome to, you know, say anything you'd like to say or share what you'd like to share.
Yeah, well, I just want to say that this book, you know what I'm saying, it took me 6 months to write this book.
Mm-hmm.
And within this book, I don't think there's a slow part in it. You know what I'm saying? Once you get into
okay.
it, from the front to the back, you're going to be glued to it. I mean, it's definitely a... It's definitely a page turner. It's a must read.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, again, we have had author Jason Law, and he was talking about his book, Break Yourself. Okay. Well, we have reached the end of our time here. Jason, thank you so much for joining me today. I wish you continued success on your literary endeavors, all of them.
All right.
Okay.
And I thank
okay.
you for
having me. Listen. Oh, you're welcome. Again, listeners, we've had author Jason Law with us today. If you missed any part of today's podcast, you can hear it in its entirety about 5 minutes after the show airs. Thank you for tuning in. We encourage you to support the authors who appear on the show. Of course, if you like what you hear, pass on the word to others. Supporting those in the literary arena is what we're all about. Join me here next Sunday at 3 p.m. for In the Spotlight. Our special guests will be authors Sharnell Williams and Ask TPJ. Until we meet again, make each day a great day on purpose. And don't forget to read a great book. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right.